Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that wasn't such a chore, now, was it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is looking at you, kid.
Pedro Fernandez.
Don't mess with the kid. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up today, we talk mixed martial arts. That's right. The UFC in general, of course, the past 2012, the future 2013, Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, making their somewhat their debut on Spike TV this past Thursday with a sort of a the best of Bellator, a Bellator 360, but they're coming back January 17th. They make their debut on Spike TV right after TNA Wrestling on Thursday nights on Spike TV. So welcome, Bellator. This is great. New blood in the, how can I put this? New fish in the pond. I mean, the UFC all by themselves, seeing they bought up the World Extreme Cage Fighting and Strikeforce, and Strikeforce is now out of business, per se. I think they've got one more card in January, but the bottom line is the UFC's bought up all the smaller entities, and it's them all by themselves, much like it was Vince McMahon in the world of professional wrestling before Dixie Carter tried to make a move for her. Dixie Carter and the folks from that Panda company from Nashville, Tennessee, they put their money forth, and eventually the show started making some money as far as Spike TV is concerned, but it's tough being number two. Bellator is now on Spike TV, and I think Bellator is in good company with Spike TV. Spike TV will take good care of Bellator, and Bellator will generate the ratings, no question about that, as far as mixed martial arts is concerned, beginning January 17th, Thursdays, on Spike TV. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Okay, well, we've reached the part of our program where I tell you about something awesome. And today we're talking about Discover's new It card. That's right, It. Why, you ask? Because it's a game changer. It has amazing rewards, live around-the-clock customer service, late payment forgiveness, and the It card thinks annual fees are ridiculous. Told you It was awesome. So get the new It card today at discover.com.
JB, the godfather of soul, talking about what Cain Velasquez did to Junior Dos Santos. I'm talking about the big payback. Man, of course, Velasquez on the short end of a minute and 4 second fight in November of 2011. Came back in UFC 155, of course, in the main event. Went after the world heavyweight champion, Junior Dos Santos, the once beaten lad from Brazil. And, of course, they rumbled. And I mean, they rumbled right away. Cain went straight to him. About midway through the first round, Velasquez landed this right hand that shook Junior Dos Santos like he had never been shaken before. It was like a 10.0 earthquake on the Richter scale. I mean, his world was shaken, okay? And Cain Velasquez never let up for five rounds. He pounded on him like salt, like he was a punching bag. Boom, just pounding and pounding and pounding. And Dos Santos, I got to give him this. I don't know if I'd have come out for that fifth round. I'm serious. I don't know if I would have come out for that fifth round. Maybe not even the fourth round. I mean, that's the kind of beating he was taking. And, you know, people don't recover from beatings like that. I know some people say, well, you know, Cain Velasquez recovered. Yeah, because he got beat up in a minute and 4 seconds. You know, getting beat up in a minute and 4 seconds is a lot different than getting beat up for 25 minutes straight. And that's what these UFC title fights are, five-minute rounds. Okay, so the big winner of the night, obviously, the American Kickboxing Academy down there in Silicon Valley, USA. Cain Velasquez is now the UFC heavyweight champion once again. I texted his PR lady during the fight, and she assured me that Cain will come on when he gets relaxed. So he's going to relax after the fight for a while. You know, everybody's, how can I put this? In the old days, guys couldn't get enough press. You know, I'm talking about boxers and fighters per se. I mean, any chance they had to get some press, they jumped at it. Fighters today with the internet, they're not sweating it. They're really not sweating. They're not. Cain Velasquez, congratulations, becoming the heavyweight champion of the world again. Of course, in erasing the only loss on your knockout with a one-sided beatdown of Junior Dos Santos. Now, where will he go? Well, if Alistair Overeem can beat Bigfoot Silva in early 2013. Of course, Overeem coming off that steroid suspension in Nevada, where he was suspended for almost a year. Suspension was up December 27th. But he's going to take on Bigfoot Silva. Bigfoot Silva's got a huge head. I mean, he's not proportioned correctly. His head is like that of a mongoloid. It's huge. It's humongous. From the jaw to his top of his head, seems like it's 2 feet. Because he's got this huge head. I thought the guy was a big, big guy, like 6'9", 6'10". But when you stand next to him, he's only really about 6'4". Okay, but Alistair Overeem, former Strikeforce champion, of course, before he came over to the UFC, was supposed to fight Junior Dos Santos for the world heavyweight title last May. The positive steroid test on a random test, I believe, conducted in February, rendered him unable to fight until at least December 27th, and there wasn't a commission meeting until January after that. So he'll go before the commission in January in Nevada and try to get licensed. And he probably will be licensed, as Keith Kaiser, Double K, of the Nevada State Athletic Commission says he has no problems with him once he has served out his suspension. So it'll be Overeem and Silva, and the winner of that fight will fight Cain Velasquez for the world heavyweight title probably in June. That's what I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking Kane is probably going to go, try to go twice in June, once in June, and once again in December. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. The crowd for UFC 155, 12,423 paid, $3.2 million. Wow. I mean, that's pretty heavy. It did a new, good crowd as far as the arena was concerned, but the MGM Grand can hold 16,000 people. So that means for at least 4,000 giveaways now. So maybe the UFC gave away that many tickets and sold the rest. But at the end of the day, another successful promotion for the UFC in Las Vegas. And once again, Cain Velasquez is the world heavyweight champion. I'll go into some other results on that a little bit later. Jose Aldo is coming up, of course, February 2nd. He's really the guy at 145 pounds, and they call this featherweight in the world of mixed martial arts. He's 21-1, taking on 14-3-1 Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, 155, having lost twice to Benson Henderson in 2012, brings that 14-3-1 record, as I said, two of the losses to Henderson, into the ring, and he was always a small lightweight. He was always a guy that could make 145, which is the featherweight limit in MMA, but he fought at 155, and he held a title for a while, but he was short, always outsized, and that was very evident against Henderson. And he takes on Jose Aldo, and I think he's going to get, although he's a tough dude, he's got good skills, both on the ground, decent stand-up, looking for submissions here and there when he can get them. But still, I think Jose Aldo, the kid from Brazil, just a tad better. On the same card, the comebacking Rashad Evans, 22-2, one draw, former light heavyweight champion of the world. Remember him? Yeah, he was quite a fighter. And then, as happens in the world of MMA, things happen. You know, so many different ways to lose. And, of course, he lost big time. Well, I thought his buddy John Jones, his former stablemate, sort of took it easy on him and made that fight a little bit lackluster. Had Jones turned it on, I think Rashad Evans would have fought harder, and that would have been one hell of a UFC fight, but it wasn't. It wasn't one of those ones where you're going to say, I want to see that again. Not. He's taking on Nog, Antonio Ruggiero Nogueira, 20-5 out of Brazil, 6'2", one of the fighting Nogueira brothers. Alistair Overeem, I said on that card, 36-11, one draw, taking on Antonio Silva. 17-4, that's at heavyweight, so it'll be under 265 pounds. We're expecting Silva to weigh the limit of 265 in the UFC heavyweight division, and Alistair Overeem to come in around a 248 to 252 pounds. That's what my experts are telling me there as far as the UFC is concerned. This is the reports they're getting from the Overeem camp. John Fitch taking on Damian Maia. Maia was really thought to be the stuff, man. But he's got his hands full here with John Fitch. Fitch coming in 27-4-1, one no contest. That's at welterweight. And in the world of MMA, that's 170 pounds. Gleison Tibau on the card, 35-8, taking on Evan Durham. Evan Durham, a good fighter, 13-3. It's how can I put this? People say to me, 13-3, 13-6, and these aren't records that would make it in boxing. 35-8, things. Yeah, they are. If you lost to world class guys, the problem in boxing is world class boxers don't want to fight other world class boxers. MMA, you can't get them in the cage fast enough. I mean, with the exception of Anderson Silva, of course, and Georges St-Pierre, that size mismatch. GSP wants no part of that. I don't blame him. He says he does. He says he'll do it at a catch weight and this and that, but, he'll probably get licked like a stamp. Anderson Silva is just too big. I mean, just too big. Anyway, Silva, what he does in early 2013 will be dictated by Georges St-Pierre. If Georges St-Pierre decides to take this catch weight fight somewhere around the middleweight limit, which Anderson Silva is UFC middleweight champion, is 185 pounds, and Georges St-Pierre is 170 pounds. Now, he sort of reminds me of myself when I boxed. I was a big junior welterweight. He's a big 170-pounder, but I was a small welterweight which is 147, only 8 pounds later. 139 to 147, only 8 pounds. But here, we're going from 170 to 185. And remember, when a guy dries out to make 185, you know, he's probably going to come in the ring 10, 15 pounds heavier if he cut weight. Some guys even more than that. Okay, so GSP will be at a severe size disadvantage here. Will he take the fight? They're talking about maybe doing it in Brazil. GSP ain't going to Brazil. Dana White, keep dreaming. GSP ain't going to. Guy's fought most of his career in Canada, where he, you know, packs a joint. He's like the rage up there, the most iconic figure as far as athletics are concerned. I think he's more popular than any hockey player in Canada. Okay, but he fights there. They were talking about, Dana White said, Brazil, possibly, Dallas Cowboys Stadium, possibly, Jerry Jones getting involved in MMA in the UFC, or having it again in Canada. Canada would probably be the most likely site, unless they went to Vegas. In Vegas, GSP, I don't think, will be the draw that he is in Canada. I mean, he's got them homies up there. You know, they love him. No matter what, they'll come out and see him. He'll draw 13,000 people. So, on a given night, in a big fight, he'll sell out just about any arena they've got in Canada. Maybe that's why Dana White was looking at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, because, you know, this fight's probably going to sell. I just don't think it'll sell in Texas. I don't think there's enough Brazilians that are going to come up from Brazil to watch Anderson Silva, nor are there enough Brazilians in Texas to fill up Dallas Cowboys Stadium, okay? And I don't think there's enough Canucks in Texas to fill up the stadium. And that's a long ways to go as far as money's concerned, transportation, cost, all that kind of good stuff. I don't think GSP has got the intestinal fortitude to fight Silva anywhere but in Canada. And it's like sort of his demise, because he's going to get beat. He can fight anywhere. They can fight on the street corner. He ain't going to win. GSP is not going to beat Anderson Silva. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. That's February 2nd, of course, UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. That is on pay-per-view, UFC 156, Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar, Rashad Evans, Alistair Overeem, Antonio Silva. We'll talk about some of the UFC cards, beginning with UFC on FX live from Brazil, January 19th. When we return right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation.
Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Let my boys harmonize here. Got some chicks doing background as well. The mighty Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Live worldwide, your inside look in the world of combat sports. Mixed martial arts. We've been doing this longer than anybody else. 28 plus years now. Living live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Saturdays and Sundays, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, you heard that clip coming out of there of Vitor Belfort, back when they were calling him the greatest fighter of all time, right? The kid from Brazil. Didn't turn out that way. 21-10 now. Of course, he tops UFC on FX Cable. That's live from Brazil, Saturday, January 19th. He is the main event against Michael Bisping and Bisping. And Bisping is the real deal. He can fight. He's a 185-pounder. Vitor Belfort is a guy that fluctuated in weight between 185 and 205. And I really don't know what his best weight was. I mean, now that he's getting long in the tooth, he was a reality TV star down there in Brazil and like on Big Brother, the Big Brother version down there in Brazil. And he was like the rage. And he was doing all these things outside the octagon, outside the world of combat sports, that when he finally did get hooked up for a fight, he never got himself 100% together, both physically and or mentally. In his record, as indicated by 21-10, no draws, it indicates. He's taking on Michael Bisping. They call him the Count, 24-4. I tried to get the Count on the show before the card on the 19th. He's a pretty good guy, 185 pounds. These are middleweights. Belfort dropping from 205 to 185. Got to go with the Count here. Even though it's in Brazil, I think that if the Count does win, and the Count wins big, and the Count's one of these guys that talks the talk. I mean, he's one of these Ric Flair type of stand-up guys. When I see Ric Flair, I mean the professional wrestler, the guy that can stand up and put a mic in front of him, and he can entertain you talking smack and all that kind of good stuff and being funny, and that's what the Count does. The Count does that well, okay? And the Count also gets under guys' skin. Will he be able to get under Vitor Belfort's skins? Will the Brazilian fan base, will the fact that he's fighting in Brazil, Bisping, of course, originally from the UK and living here in the United States and training, 24-4 and no draws, will that atmosphere, that ambiance, will that overcome his level of confidence? Probably not. It's a good fight, but I like Michael Bisping in the main event. That's UFC on FX Cable live from Brazil, Saturday, January 19th. Check your card. Check your television guide for the exact times and fights that will be on the card. Also on the card, Daniel Serafinen, 8-2, taking on Stipe Dolloway. Dolloway's a pretty good fighter. Lean, mean, 185-pounder. Serafinen, I've never seen before. Gabriel Gonzaga, remember him? At one time, he was a heavyweight to deal with. Then he got a gut, I think. Gabriel Gonzaga, 13-6, taking on Big Ben. I'm talking about Big Ben Rothwell. If you don't come ready to fight, if you don't come in 100% condition or better, Ben Rothwell will beat you. I'm telling you. Ben's one of those guys, he's like Scott Cuddy. You can call him any time of the day or night, he's ready to fight. I'm telling you. What weight do I have to make? What time? Where do I have to be? How much am I getting? We're on. That's Ben Rothwell. No question about it, one of the most courageous journeyman type of fighters. A fringe contender, per se, the gatekeeper of the UFC heavyweight division might be a better description of Big Ben Rothwell, the gatekeeper. In other words, in order to step up to the next level, you got to beat him. And guess what? Not everybody can. Thiago Tavares coming in at 155. That is lightweight, 21-4-1, taking on 18-0. Now, I knew they'd come up with a guy with a name like this. How about this one? Khabib Nurmagomedov, yeah, something like that. Wow. I mean, just call him Khabib. I'll call him the K-Man or something like that. You got to give that guy a nickname because you're going to have announcers, you know, all those announcers, Joe Rogan, all those guys, they're going to stumble over that one. I don't care how good they are with names. That's going to be a tongue tire. Nurmagomedov. Pronounce that one. He's 5'10", as I said, 18-0. A lightweight from the former USSR. 21-4-1 is Tavares. Going to go with Khabib here. These Russian guys are hungry. I mean, they live in the real hood. People laugh. Real hood? You mean like Philadelphia, like Watts, or, you know, parts of East L.A. with the homies? No. I'm talking about the real hood. Russia, the Ukraine, some of those former Eastern Bloc countries, they have hoods in them. And they've got, like, mafia guys running. I remember when I went to Moscow for an event, the Russian mafia was everywhere you looked. They were, and put it this way, they didn't try to hide the fact that they were the Russian mafia. So these guys are hungry. They want to get out of there. They realize it is a stepping stone to, you know, achieve a decent life. Because there you're going to be like, you know, using a rock for toilet paper and things like that. You know, you don't want to live like that. So Khabib, hungry to win. I think he will remain 19-0. He has a 3-inch height advantage over Double T, Thiago Tavares. Of course, this is the FX card. FX cable, folks. We're not talking about pay-per-views, nothing like that. This is FX cable, Saturday, January 19th, live from Brazil. So this is sort of cool. We'll get to see a card live from Brazil. They won't have to pay money for it because usually you have to pay money to see these cards from Brazil. You know, not this time. This is a pretty good card. Also on the card, Godfredo Castro, 9-1, taking on Milton Viras, 13-7. Castro looks like he's a level above his opponent there. No cap on Mr. Vieira, but I've seen him fight. Ronnie Marks, 13-1, taking on Andrew Craig, 8-0. Something's got to give here. Both these guys can fight 185 pounds. That is the middleweight division. We'll see what gives, but something is going to give. January 19th on FX Cable. Diego Nunes and Nick Lentz in a 145-pound bout. Of course, that's featherweight in the world of the MMA. And Nunes, probably the slight favorite here. In my book, I'd probably make him about 8-5 favorite over Lentz. But straight up, Lentz can fight. This should be a good one as well. This is all on FX Cable. This is why some of these UFC cards rock. I mean, the underside of it, but the underbelly of them, they rock. Because you see these great fights. Man, these guys throw out there, they go out there, they're fighting for these $40,000 bonuses. Actually, you can get an $80,000 bonus if you are in the UFC. If you get the knockout of the night, like my man Pat Barry got a few weeks ago. I mean, he got knockout of the night, so he got an extra $40,000. Prior, he had been involved in the fight of the night, and that's worth $40,000. So if you were to pull off the fight of the night and the knockout of the night, and there's also the submission night for $40,000, but if you can pull off two of the three, it's $80,000. I know a couple of UFC fighters that have done that. Nick Lentz is also on the card, as I said. George Roop, not a guy you want to watch. Nice tattoos, but like Jack Fisk, the old San Francisco Chronicle used to say, this is one guy with tattoos that can't fight. That is most of the card. Of course, FX Cable will be airing this live from Brazil. That's right, live from Down Under, folks. FX Cable live Saturday, January 19th, beginning with Vitor Belfort and the main event against the Count, Michael Bisping. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via...
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
I still don't know how to react to that one. It's like, okay. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. The top 10 submissions of the year as far as 2012 was concerned in the world of the UFC. Of course, Tom Gerbasi, formerly a boxing writer, now doing well in the world of MMA, doing this at UFC.com. He's got a video up as well. Number 10 was Rusamar Palaris and Mark Massanezo. It was in UFC 142. He called that number 10. Okay. Number 9, Damian Maia and Rick Story, UFC 153. Martin Kampman and Theo Alvarez, UFC on FX2. That's number 8. Number 7 is, oh boy, Ivan Menjivar, taking on John Albert. That was on UFC on Fuel TV. You probably didn't see that. Nobody watches Fuel TV. That's because Fuel TV is in about 10 homes across the country. Maybe 11 if you count Dana White's. Let's see. Number 6, Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira, Dave Herman, UFC 153. Okay. Number 5, you talk about the top 10 submissions of the year. TJ Waldenberger, Nick Colon, the Ultimate Fighter 16 finale. Wow, that was a barn burner. Nate Diaz and Jim Miller. Nate Diaz, of course, losing to Benson Henderson a little bit more than a fortnight ago on Fox TV. Of course, losing his chance to win the lightweight championship, 155-pound title. Nick Diaz, a triathlete, an incredible cardio guy. But, you know, just got to be able to fight a little bit better. I mean, he's rough and he's tough, and you can hit him with a 2x4 across the face as you could his brother Nick Diaz. But, you know, being tough ain't everything. Being tough doesn't make you the champion. Doesn't make you a winner. It means you can take a licking and keep ticking. Okay, but Nate Diaz's case against Benson Henderson just could not put together enough offense. Charles Oliveira and Eric Wisely was in UFC on Fox, too. Matt Wyman and Paul Sass, that was UFC on Fuel TV 5. And number 1, the Korean Zombie does it again 2 years in a row. According to my man, Thomas Gerbazi, the Korean Zombie was the number 1 submission of the year on UFC Fuel TV. Of course, his name is, get this, Chan Sung Jung. They called this the Korean Zombie. Well, throughout the world, if you enter the Korean Zombie in Google or any of the search engines, it comes back with this guy. He's just that. You can hit him with 2x4s, and he walks right through your punches. That's why they call him the Korean Zombie, beating up on Dustin Poirier. Of course, that was on UFC on Fuel TV 3. So that breaks down the submissions of the year as far as 2012 is concerned. Still going back to the UFC's last big pay-per-view again, of course, with the World Heavyweight Championship being changing hands. You know, Cain Velasquez grabbing back what he says is his. 13 long months for the guy from Silicon Valley, of course. Promised his wife he would win this fight. And, you know, it wasn't like it was a walk in the park for him. Yeah, he won all 5 rounds. The scores were 50-45, 50-44, and 50-43, meaning one judge gave him 2 10-8 rounds, two very dominant rounds, while one judge gave him 1 dominant round. I thought he was so dominant in the first round that he deserved at least a 2-point round. I mean, he beat the snot out of Junior Dos Santos. That's the best way I can put it. He just whooped on him, man. He never recovered from that first-round punch I talked about earlier. Bob, boom, perfect right hand. And again, here's Velasquez, thought to be the inferior stand-up fighter. I mean, as far as standing up was concerned, we thought it was all about Junior Dos Santos. Well, it wasn't. Cain Velasquez beat him in the stand-up. He outboxed the boxer. And going into that fight, I told you I liked the wrestler over the boxer in this case. And the wrestler turned out to be the better boxer. I'm talking about Cain Velasquez. What's he now? 10-1? 11-1. Junior Dos Santos now 15-2. Of course, Junior Dos Santos will rebound, I'm sure, but will he ever rise to these levels again? He's not going to beat Cain Velasquez. He hit Cain on the chin flush. Didn't work. Not this time. Velasquez was, he had it all together this time. There weren't any shoulder injuries. There weren't any knee injuries. Okay, I mean, he was as close to 100% as he can be physically and mentally. Mentally, he was 200% prepared. Okay, his cardio is probably the best cardio of any heavyweight in MMA. Make it any heavyweight in combat sports, period. I mean, he can go. Anybody that can put forth the pace that he laid down against Junior Dos Santos in UFC 155, round after round. Okay, we're not talking about, you know, going 2 rounds and then letting up, or maybe going 3 rounds knowing you got the fight in the bag. It's only a 5-round fight. The guy's tired. You know, he looks like he can't fight too well. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos as far as responding to your assault. So maybe you can just coast the last 2 rounds. not Cain Velasquez, or Cain, as his Mexican fans like to call him. No, no, no. He kept beating on Dos Santos. And in all the while, beating him on the ground. But all the while, when they were standing up, he scored with left hooks, things like I didn't know that Cain Velasquez even had. He threw left hooks. He really improved his boxing game. Now, does that mean he's going to be the guy for a long time in the UFC heavyweight division? Well, I've said things like that before, and in the world of MMA, because there are so many ways to win and lose, you know, you really can't go with that. You just can't go with that. Guys can be the best fighter in the world, get caught in a bad spot, you know, and his ankle gets ripped apart. An ankle lock or a knee or, you know, an arm bar or something like Ronda Rousey. Nobody's lasted. What's Maisha Tate lasted the longest with the rowdy one? Who's going to be tough booking her on shows in the future, folks. We've had her in the past, but she is such a big megastar now and will become even bigger that I think it's going to be tough booking Ronda Rousey on the show. But Ronda, Maisha Tate lasted, what, 4 minutes and change with her. Nobody else has even got out of the first round with her. She's like, I think, 6-0 as a pro or 7-0, 8-0 in life. I think she had two amateur judo matches or MMA matches and she won them, you know, with arm bars. Her mother was a former world judo champion, so she knows her stuff. She's got the goods. She is the goods person. That's what you say about fighters. Yeah, he's the goods. Yeah, in the old, he's the goods. That's what you would hear in the gym, the boxing gym. So, well, she is the goods. Not only is she, like, the best woman fighter, I think, at 135 pounds, she's fine. I mean, she did that spread for ESPN Magazine, that semi-nude sort of R-rated spread. I mean, the girl has got physical attributes that go beyond that of – she's sort of like super – I'll just put it to you like this way. Remember how Superman was described? Well, that's the way I would describe Ronda Rousey, both in life and in the ring or the octagon. I kid you not. She is the real deal. She will be back having signed an 8-fight deal with the UFC. And she's going to be back in early 2013. They haven't announced an exact date. They did announce a date with her, and I came up with the opponent last week. I'll get that to you on the next show of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So she's back. She'll be on a UFC card, probably a UFC card. I think they're slating this. I think the way the wording was that they were going to make this a pay-per-view event and put the entire back of the pay-per-view on Ronda Rousey. They think that her ability to talk, her ability to relate with, interact with the media, as far as interviews are concerned, saying, you know, her opponents could inject horse semen in both eyeballs if need be. She don't care. I mean, things like that as far as steroids are concerned. She is a great talker. And I asked her if she learned some of this from watching Muhammad Ali or people like that. She said it's sort of like watching a little bit of everything. She says she watched boxing, she watched mixed martial arts, and she watched who the standout guys were. Who the athletes that stood out were. Most of the guys that stood out were the guys that could talk the game and talk the talk and walk the walk. Well, she can do both very well. Okay, she is unbeaten. And whether she gets beaten or not in 2013, who knows? But she's going to take on her toughest test probably in mid to late 2013 in Chris Cyborg Santos. This will probably be the biggest fight in women's MMA history. Of course, the biggest fight in MMA history was Chris Cyborg Santos and Gina Carano. Gina Carano is now making movies in Hollywood after getting pummeled by the she-man, I call her, Cyborg Santos. Of course, she tested positive for steroids in November of 2011 in San Diego, California, was suspended by the California State Athletic Commission for a year. She's back. She will be licensed, according to Keith Kaiser, and other elements and different elements of the Nevada Commission. And California says they have no problem in licensing her again. She's done her suspension. She's done the time. She's done the time so she can be relicensed again. But her and Ronda Rousey will be the fight of 2013 as far as MMA is concerned. I think it'll be a bigger fight than any fight going. I mean, I think that it will eclipse the heavyweight championship of the world. Now, Pedro, how can you say that? And just chicks don't draw that well. Ronda's different. Ronda will be the exception to the rule. I kid you not. This girl is gifted. I knew it before I even had her on the air. Okay? I watched her in a couple of events, watched the way she handled herself in the 2008 Olympics over there in Beijing, where she was a bronze medalist, how she ragged on that guy that won all the gold medals, Michael Phelps. She jumped on Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's full of opinion. She's very opinionated. She's very loose with the lips, and she's not afraid to drop an F-bomb here and there if need be. Not that she has to. She's quite intelligent, okay? But if the occasion arises, Rhonda's not afraid to drop it, okay? She's not afraid of anything. And I think Chris Cyborg Sandals and her on a UFC pay-per-view, I'm figuring we build a fight. Rhonda has a fight like in February. And then Cyborg has a fight like in April or May. And then they fight like in September or October, something like that. That's the way I foresee it. But I think a better way for Dana White to build this up would be to have Rhonda fight in this UFC main event that she's going to fight in. And then have Cyborg's fight on another card and have Rhonda in the main event. So you have both the same fighters on the same card. If they win, they fight each other. So you put them in fights that, you know, they're going to be tough, but you put them in 60-40 fights or 65-35 fights in which they should win. That sets up the big match. That's how they do it in boxing. Now, whether Dana White wants to go that route or not, that's his prerogative. Okay, but that's the way I do it. But that's going to be the fight of 2013. A cat fight if you want, folks. But Cyborg Santos taking on the She-Man. Cyborg Santos being the She-Man, of course, going after the bantamweight, this 135-pound championship of, you know, the queen. She's the queen of MMA. She's the best female athlete in the world right now. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. And this is 2013. By 2014, either I'll be proven an idiot or you'll be saying to me, you know what, Pedro, you are right about Ronda. 90% of the time, I'm right. So I think I'm right here. I really do. I think Ronda is the real deal. And I'm looking for a big 2013 and big 2014. And after 2014, guess what? Rhonda's headed to Hollywood because she's finer than Gina. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts, of course, and boxing. 11 a.m. Pacific time, we start a two-hour show every Saturday. On Sunday, we go at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well with an entirely separate show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way.
Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Yahoo!
The master of the mix.
And
not JB, Paul Cuddy. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Fighter of the year in the world of mixed martial arts here at ringtalk.com. Undefeated, Chris Weidman, 9-0, 9 stops. I kid you not, let's get back. 9-0, 6 stops, 3 KOs, 3 submissions. Coming off that second round knockout with punches. I mean, July 11, 2012, I was there. The octagon was hopping down there at the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. Chris Weidman coming in as undefeated 8-0, but getting no respect on press row. Everybody in press row picked Mark Munoz to win. Everybody but me. I felt like the lone man out, okay, until the fight happened. Then all of a sudden I wasn't the lone man out. I was the only guy right, which is sort of cool sometimes. But Mark Munoz, Chris Weidman, good fight. Chris Weidman, fighter of the year, prospect of the year, future hope of the year. I think he is going to be the middleweight champion of the world. I think he's a 185-pounder to deal with. I really do. I think he's the real deal, and may 2013 be great for Chris Weidman. Some other guys as far as that look good on UFC 155, Jim Miller, man, he's a southpaw, beat up on Joe Lauzon. That was like vicious, man. That was just like, that was one of those fights where you're saying, damn, man, let it stop. And Costa Filippo won a very controversial third-round TKO over Tim Botch, the veteran. Tim Botch, I thought, had two chances to win this fight, and both one was stopped by a thumb, I believe, and then the officials. But the bottom line is the MMA world, the gods were not shining down on Tim Botch in UFC 155. Therefore, Costa Filippo, a former professional boxer, was the winner via third-round TKO. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. We are each and every Saturday, first of all, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of mixed martial arts, right here on the Sports Byland Broadcast Network. And that's followed up Sunday by a separate show in which we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byland Broadcast Network. My buddy Lenny Williams, happy 2013. We love you. Peace and respect.